Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of any official associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we're exploring our ferry issues with the soon-to-be director of Islanders for Ferry Action, Amy Dreher. Welcome, Amy.
Hi, thank you so much.
And congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
So tell us about it. What is this going to entail?
Absolutely. So as we learned through the course of the last 6 months, it is possible to make change at Washington State Ferries and with Washington State Ferries. And it is possible to realize achievements and make progress in the legislature. So kind of given that, the Steering Committee of Islanders for Ferry Action, which is a group of amazingly dedicated folks, that would be Rick Wallace, Wendy Amon, Beth Lindsay, and Cheryl Lubert, working together with me at the chamber, really over the last few months have really thought deeply about what would it mean to have someone full-time or not full-time, part-time on these issues. You know, what would it mean? We got so much done, and happy to talk a little bit more about what we got done. But yep. We got so much done. What could we do? And we made a list of things that we could do, and that's going to be my job.
Okay, I want both those lists. First, the what did you get done, and then what are you going to do?
Absolutely. So, you know, as we announced coming out of the legislature this past session, we had some really big wins for Vashon. Representative Alvarado introduced the $2.17 million funding for midday water taxi service, which will start June 1st. So starting on June 1st, they will be adding, as of now, it should be they're adding a 9:30, a 12:30, and a 3:30 run, I believe, on weekdays, midday, to the water taxi. And
that's
that was a huge,
exciting.
It's a huge step forward.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not the full step forward that we wanted. And so that's yet to be done. How could we get later evening runs? How can we get weekend runs? That's yet to be done. And something I'll be working on with the steering committee and the community. But, you know, Representative Alvarado, when she came to the chamber hosted ferry forum last fall, listened deeply and she heard our concerns and she brought that forward. So we are very grateful to her and to Representative Teresa Mosqueda at the King County Council for her support of Representative Alvarado's appropriation. So that in and of itself is a huge deal. The other piece that was sort of part of the larger ferry package, because, you know, ferries are a going concern.
Oh, yeah.
Across the state, right across the region and the state. And, you know, it's amazing to have Vashon be part of that conversation, right? Instead of, you know, being the object of the conversation, we are now part of the conversation, which is wonderful. But, you know, there was $10 million appropriated for to add crew, to train up crew, to help crew advance, right? Because, you know, there are a few positions on boats where there's, you know, maybe one. And if there's no one in the pipeline for that position across the system, you're in trouble.
Are those the legendary engineer positions that require considerable training? And is the state package including funding for that training rather than having those people pay for their own?
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about, right, those oilers and, you know, even going all the way up to the captains, to the pilots. And that is one of the wonderful things that was included in the state funding package is that now instead of that time and that responsibility being on the employee for moving up, Washington State Ferries is now taking more responsibility for moving folks up within and you know, funding that track.
Great.
To move folks up and get our boats fully staffed. So that appropriation from the governor was a huge win for us. But, you know, the next step there is that we are absolutely going to advocate that Vashon and other ferry dependent communities are first in line. When new crew comes online, when crew moves up, that a ferry dependent community is first in line for that crewing. And solving that crewing issue is going to really ameliorate a lot of our sort of last minute call out issues.
Let me ask you what might be a sensitive question, and that is, how much sympathy do we on Vashon get from the state for having made the choice to live here because we are among the higher socioeconomic levels in the county? And I think sometimes we get painted with the brush of, aren't we so special?
Well, you said this was a Vashon minute, but I'm going to, now you've asked a question that just absolutely raises so many more questions. But, you know, that is, I think, a very sort of damaging perception that is out there in a lot of communities. But, you know, we chose to live here in the same way that someone chose to live in Ellensburg, or someone chose to live in Vancouver, or someone chose to live in any of our communities. And, you know, the North End and the South End routes are state highways, right? It is State Highway 163 and 161. And, you know, if anyone in any community had moved to the community expecting a certain level of service on the state highway, say you moved to Ellensburg, right? But maybe you commute over the pass. And, you know, you'd understood that commuting over the pass comes with challenges. And there were going to be times that you were going to have some trouble with that. But imagine living there, and all of a sudden, over the course of, you know, 2 or 3 years, your access to the pass reduced dramatically, right? And now all of a sudden, the pass is closed without warning. It takes days and days to get through the pass. There's only one lane, right? So imagine living in a different community and having your access to a state highway transformed dramatically. That's the situation we're in.
That's
everybody understands, you know, that we moved to Vashon, and that would come with challenges. But, you know, there are also a lot of people on Vashon who, you know, aren't in that demographic that we sometimes are painted with. We are rural and unincorporated, and not having a municipality really puts us on our back foot. And there are a lot of ways and a lot of hidden ways that the Vashon community is struggling deeply. And a lot of people who cannot afford the economic impacts that come with very service disruptions, right? If you, for instance, we've asked people to share their stories, and, you know, if you work over at Costco and you're taking the South End boat and you find out abruptly that that boat is canceled, you have to hustle up north.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to be late for your job. And how often can you probably be late for your job before you lose that job?
Exactly.
Right. So there are a number of people, you know, we're not just talking about, you know, retirees who need to come over to their second or third home. We're talking about people who, you know, work every day to get by, who need reliable access to the boats.
Thank you. That and medical issues are a big concern. And I wonder if you can tell me a story. What is the most outrageous ferry disruption story you have heard to date?
I mean, if you could probably go do a top five by topic, right? But, you know, certainly having underage kids stranded on a dock last summer after a concert with no access to get inside to facilities, you know, that was really difficult. But the heartbreaking stories add up. I mean, we've had people share, you know, talk about their anxiety over losing their job. You know, which is kind of persistent and ongoing, right? If you have chronic anxiety over losing your job, that's very troublesome. But we've had people share, you know, sort of there was someone who was traveling to and from a, you know, a dire care situation with a loved one. And, you know, a boat unexpectedly was canceled and they missed their loved one passing.
Oh,
you know, and again, everybody, you know, ours is not to question the choices that led up to a situation, but to look at that situation and understand how could we have better helped you as a community member, right? There are people who have missed cancer infusions. There are people who have had to have surgeries rescheduled after, you know, weeks of preparation and now had their, you know, life-sustaining surgery put off because of an unexpected boat cancellation. Mm-hmm. And there is no more or less important run on Vashon. The North End is as important as the South End is as important as, you know, as Southworth is. So, you know, when we're talking about these cancellations, some of the most difficult ones come with that Point Defiance run.
Do you think that because of your work and that of others on the ferry committee, that the state is actually taking more responsibility for the fact that our ferries are part of the road system?
I think that overall, Washington State Ferries is very much having a moment of reconciliation and really coming to terms with chronic underfunding, which was not necessarily the fault of WSF, right? That chronic underfunding has a much longer tail associated with it. But, you know, sort of the deferred maintenance, the deferred planning. As I mentioned, ferries are a going concern in the region. The Seattle Times has, you know, called out Governor Inslee last fall in an editorial and said, your legacy as a governor will be failure if you don't fix our ferries. That's a strong brew. So that was helpful. But, you know, one of the ways that Vashon being organized and speaking together and clearly has helped us is one of the other pieces that was appropriated was this $169,000 for a planner scheduler at Washington State Ferries, adding that position. And the ferries has committed to us that if funding were received for that scheduler planner, they would address the two-boat schedule, which everyone acknowledges is broken.
Yes.
So we have a commitment from the ferries. We have funding from the ferries. We have a commitment from the ferries and an understanding from the ferries that that two-boat schedule needs to be fixed. Now, what shape that fix will take, how long it will take, those are all things that are under discussion. And again, one of the things that's going to fall to me, you know, when we were dreaming about having someone doing this as a focus, right, as the executive director of the chamber, I did not have time to bird dog things as much as I could.
Sure.
Right. So, you know, I would say that Washington State Ferries is already a little wobbly on their commitment around the two boat schedule and the timing of that. And sort of the impression we're getting is that, you know, they think it's just it's going to take 18 months. Why should we even start this process? You know, so there's a little bit of deferment going on. So my job is going to be, you know, to hold folks to what's good for the island and to a strong service commitment.
And we know you're good at that.
I will do my best.
We're talking with Amy Dreher, Executive Director still of the Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce. So you're looking for someone to fill your shoes.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a really exciting time at the Chamber. You know, coming out of the pandemic, you know, kind of built on the backs of all of this work that the board did and the community did to get the chamber through the pandemic. Now we're in a different position, you know, and our feet are under us and we're growing. So we just brought on board Nicole Banducci as our member services coordinator, and she is fantastic. I am so excited to kind of introduce her around to the community. But that's someone who really will focus on member needs. That's our core, right, is making sure that our marketing efforts are still gold standard, making sure that we're talking about our members, making sure that we're answering their questions, making sure that, you know, all of the calls that we get from just people who need to know resources, that we're answering them. So Nicole's really going to shore that up. And then an executive director will come in. That's always been a 30-hour week position. So I've been working a quote-unquote 30-hour
right,
a week position, but that's for the executive director. And having Nicole with the executive director is really going to make that a lot more feasible and allow the chamber to do a lot more. And then I will move into this position with Islanders for Ferry Action supporting that.
This has been so interesting, and we're so close to being out of time. So, Amy, you mentioned what you had accomplished as a group. What are the goals for, let's say, the coming year or whatever?
Absolutely. So getting a fix or an emergency schedule to address the two-boat boondoggle is 100% a priority. Expanding water taxi service and making sure folks know about water taxi service is a priority. Making sure that Vashon is prioritized as new crew and new vessels are added is 100% priority. The Fauntleroy dock renovation is looming, and Vashon having a voice in that is hugely important. Absolutely, absolutely important. And then also building community with other ferry served communities regionally is kind of our fifth pillar.
Amy, you are our knight in shining armor.
Thank you.
And we know that you're going to fix our ferry problems.
What is the Bing Crosby, you know, the White Christmas? You got to watch out. Those knights fall off the horses, right? I just picture myself riding on a Washington State ferry, like holding a strawberry or a Vashon, a recycling mug, kind of. Yeah.
With a strawberry helmet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm sure going to do my best with everyone's support.
Amy Dreher, thank you so much for joining me here on A Vashon Minute. And thank you, dear listeners, for spending some of your time with me. Really appreciate your company. And stay tuned to Voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.